Chapter 5. Joseph has an idea. Afra's house was big like Tom's house, but the furniture was very old and there were animals everywhere. A baby goose was running around the room. Tom saw a nest in the corner on the floor. He saw two tiny feet at the side and a long furry tail.
"What's in that nest?" asked Tom.
"It's a bush baby," Joseph replied. "Afra found him 2 years ago. Maybe his mother was dead or he fell out of the nest. His name is Kixie."
"Hey, Kixie,"
he called. Two big ears and a tiny face appeared. The bush baby looked up, then its face disappeared into the nest again.
"He usually sleeps during the day," said Afra.
They went into the living room. There were shelves with hundreds of books around the walls. Afra sat in an armchair.
"Okay," she said. "Now what are we going to do about that leopard?"
Someone opened the living room door. It was Joseph's mother, Sarah.
"Your dad called from Kampala," she told Afra. "He asked about your school grades."
Afra jumped up from the chair.
"Dad, is he going to call again?"
"Not today," said Sarah. "He's giving a big lecture tonight, then..."
She suddenly noticed Tom.
"Eh? Who are you?"
"This is Tom," said Afra. "He's our new neighbour."
"Nice to meet you," said Sarah. "Are your mum and dad okay? Do they need anything?"
Then the phone rang again, and Sarah went out of the room to answer it. Afra closed the door quietly. "Okay," Joseph said. "Two possible things can happen with the leopard. One, he stays here and eats people's cats and dogs. Then somebody is going to try to kill him. The other is that we take him to a nature reserve."
"How can we take him to a nature reserve?" asked Afra. "Are you going to put a lead around his neck and take him for a walk? That's impossible."
"We can tell my Uncle Titus," said Joseph. "He works for the Kenya Wildlife Service."
"Yes, of course," said Afra.
"I don't understand," said Tom. "How can your uncle take the leopard to the reserve?"
"He works with a special team," Joseph explained. "They will shoot the leopard with anesthetic drugs, and it will go to sleep. Then they'll put it in a cage and take it away. Then it will be safe."
"Great," said Afra. "Let's call him."
"There's just one problem," said Joseph. "He's on safari for 2 weeks, and he hasn't got a mobile phone with him."
"But we can't wait until your uncle is back home,"
said Tom, thinking about his little sister and tiger.
"I've got an idea," said Joseph. "He's got radio communication with his office. We can send him an email through them."
"Right," said Afra. "We can use my dad's computer."
They followed Afra into her dad's office. There were broken pots everywhere.
"Why has your dad got all these pots?" asked Tom. "He's an archaeologist," replied Afra. "He travels all over the world and excavates old things."
"Is your mum with him?" asked Tom.
"No, she's dead," said Afra. "That's why Sarah comes to help out in the house."
Tom was embarrassed.
"Sorry, I didn't know. I mean..."
"It's okay," said Afra.
Joseph wrote the email. From joseph123@gmail.com to titusm@walla.com. Subject, please contact us. Urgent, I am Mr. Titus Musau's nephew. Please send this message to him from me. Thank you.
Dear Uncle Titus, we need to speak to you urgently about a leopard. We want to save it before someone tries to kill it. Please contact us immediately and don't speak to anyone here about it. Joseph.
It was dark now, and Tom suddenly remembered. His parents didn't know where he was.
I must go, he said. He ran down Afra's garden to the bottom gate.
Don't go that way, said Afra. Leopards hunt at night, and you don't want to meet it on the path. Go through the front door instead. See you at school tomorrow.
Yeah, see you, said Tom, and left the house.
Debbie was furious when she saw Tom.
Where have you been? She said angrily.
Sorry, Mum, said Tom. I just went out for a few minutes, but then I started to talk to some kids in the area.
What kids? Asked Debbie. You can't just talk to anyone in the street. They could be...
You talked to Mrs. Musyoki, said Tom.
That's different, said Debbie. Mrs. Musyoki's husband is a doctor from London. They lived in England for years.
So, said Tom angrily, you don't know anything about these kids. They're nice. I like them. We were talking about wildlife. I have to make friends, Mum. Why do you always try to stop me?
Debbie felt sorry for her son.
Well, tell me where you're going in future, okay?
She said.
No problem, Mum, said Tom,
and escaped to his bedroom.